Hey, Gabe, welcome back to the Live by Design podcast. You are one of my all-time favorite people to have here, and all of our OG listeners will know you and the incredible work that you do in this world. But for anybody who's tuning in and they aren't yet familiar with you and the way you show up and share and serve, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're all about?
Absolutely. Kate, you and I think we are like business besties because we get on each other's podcasts and do collaborations together. And I just love it. I just love our conversations. I am a goal planning and business strategy coach, and I help women turn their passion and purpose into impact and income, all for the glory of God. And I do that by helping them really craft a personalized game plan that works in the season they're in with the capacity that they have. And on top of that, I am a homeschooling mom of three boys, all in different ages, elementary, middle school, and high school. We live in the Colorado. I wish in the mountains, but we can see the mountains. And we just live a very full and fun life.
I love that so much. And yes, Gabe, I feel the exact same way. I love getting to collaborate with you. And collaborating, it was this really cool kind of silver lining to creating my podcast. Like 4 years ago when I started it, I was like, I'm just going to do these little solo shows, right? And then I realized there's a whole world of other podcasters out there to connect with and these incredible women I get to learn from. And so getting to collaborate with you has been so much fun. We've done lots of things together in the past, and you actually have something really fun and exciting coming up. So for all the women in the audience, I know a lot of us, we love personal growth and development. And that seems to mean that there are a lot of entrepreneurs or hopeful entrepreneurs in our audience. And so if that's you, friend, listen up, because this is for you. Gabe, will you tell us a little bit about what you're planning?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little backstory, a little over a year ago, I really felt pulled to go off social media entirely. And when I started business, I felt like I was supposed to do it. And I was supposed to post every day and be there and comment and like and do all the things. And it really left me burnt out and frustrated. And I also felt negative afterward because, there's a lot of positive on there and I loved connecting. There are certain things, aspects that I really like about social media, but a lot of times I just left either feeling like I was comparing myself to others or I just didn't feel as good about myself, or I just felt really negative because of all the different posts that come out there. Like people are just a little bit more negative, maybe because it's on social, it's away, it's not face to face. And so I just felt pulled to get off. And so I was off for a full year, didn't know it was going to be that long, but then January came around and I just didn't want to go back. And so I haven't. Now I do have my account still. And I sometimes go on and look at my boys' Instagram accounts just to see what they're up to. Or, I go into a Facebook group here and there to ask a question, things like that. But I don't post and I don't scroll. And I love the freedom that I have with it. I feel guilt-free about it. And I feel like my business has grown so much more in this past year than it ever has before. Now, I don't know if there's a correlation, but I do feel like I was able to be intentional and focus in the places that were growing my business and market in those ways instead of relying on social media. So what I decided to do is I felt like there are other people out there I've heard who also are kind of feeling the pull of getting off the social media hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to create an event where we have 26 speakers, including Kate, including you. I'm so excited for what you're going to be sharing about. And we're going to do a virtual event. It's 5 days long, and it's going to be April 22nd to the 26th. It's called Grow Your Biz Without Social. And the whole point of it is for you to learn how to market your business without being a slave to the algorithm. And it's really for faith-fueled women entrepreneurs, but anyone's welcome. Men will get a glean wisdom from it too, but it's just who I serve usually is women. And so really it's for those people who are sick of feeling like they have to be on social media or that they should be on social media. Mm-hmm. For those who want to do life or business in a not a hustle culture way, for those who really want a deeper relationship with people rather than a surface level relationship. And also, I think it's just going to really give people the permission to either get off social entirely or just to limit it to the way that you want to do it in a way that feels good to you.
Yes. Oh, that feels, as you share, Gabe, it feels like expansive or like lighter, right? And anyone who follows me on social knows that I have these like periods where I just go dark. I don't log on. I don't post. And to have that freedom from the shoulds, right? The quote shoulds or the have tos, right? And being able to let go of the comparison game or the doom scrolling. I mean, There are great things about social media, but there are also things that can be, you know, that can pull us down, that can make us feel less than. And so I love that you have this heart to serve in this way, to empower us to grow our businesses in a way that feels really good. And like you said, to lean into the areas that are actually creating that growth and creating that way that, you know, we want to feel in our businesses. And you and I had so much fun. We actually just recorded all about growth mindset. You guys know I could talk about growth mindset all day, every day. And we talked about it in relationship to growing our businesses and how social media can be optional, right? It doesn't have to be something that we have to do. And for me, I'm always looking, I've been learning a lot about energy drains, right? What is draining my energy? And choosing to invest my energy in areas that really make me feel vibrant. And so I love that that it feels a lot like what you're doing with this event. So Gabe, will you tell us a little bit about where folks can sign up for it? Of course, we'll put a link below in our show notes, you know, the dates, all that fun kind of nitty gritty for the virtual event itself.
Absolutely. So the virtual event is happening on April 22nd to the 26th. It's 5 days long. We have a private event portal that you will have access to. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Kate has a special link for you that she'll leave in the notes. But one thing that we are going to be doing, including having 26 different speakers sharing all about how to get off social and grow, how do we establish connections through collaboration, nurturing leads with email marketing, growing your business with SEO, and then also goal planning and strategizing a few marketing strategies to test in your own business, the ones that seem like they're going to do well for you. We also are doing live events throughout. We are not doing a Facebook group. A lot of virtual events have Facebook groups, but hey, we're trying to get off social or limit it. So we're not doing that. We're going to hop on Zoom together every day for a different event. We're going to do some networking and social events, some Q&As, and we're going to do a wrap-up goal strategy planning session at the end. So it's going to be really fun. And one thing I like about it is we're talking about how do we connect with others and grow those deeper relationships? How do we market and collaborate? And this is a great opportunity for you to be able to do that and meet some new people.
I love this so much. And Gabe, I love that you're talking, touching on goal setting as well, because Gabe is a master when it comes to goal setting. I hear you in my mind all the time when I set stepping stone goals for myself. I'm like, what did Gabe teach me? How am I going to implement this as a stepping stone goal? So I know that that will be an incredible session. I am so, so grateful to be part of the virtual event and to join you in some of these live calls to really just support you and this incredible work that you're doing. So Gabe, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being you, for showing up in the way that you do, for sharing your light with us and bringing us on this journey. Honestly, friends, like I could talk to and learn from Gabe all day long. It is so much fun to get to learn from someone who just has such a heart to serve and support others. So Gabe, thank you so much, sweet friend. I cannot wait for this April. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait either. And I'm so glad you're a part of it, Kate. I knew I wanted you to be a part of it as soon as I started planning it. So thank you for being able to do that with us too.
Yes, it's a perfect example of collaboration, right? Of doing the thing, getting on the call together, spending the time together, deepening that connection. And gosh, the world is amazing. And we can collaborate and connect with so many incredible people. I'm so grateful for the internet that you can be, you know, two time zones behind me and I can be over here in Pennsylvania. And we can connect in real time and foster these relationships. So thank you so much, Gabe, and I will see you at the event in just a little bit.